when I finished the last short thought for the day, I thought maybe I should go over this generational thing again. And so the thought that we want to look at from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 5, do you think about your future generations, or is your focus more on yourself? And let's look at Abraham and the situation. Abraham was a very successful man, and God called Abraham to leave the security where he was and to follow him, to follow God. And he said, Abraham, walk off this land, and where you walk, I will give this land to you and your descendants. Well, Abraham could have said, well, what do I personally get out of this for myself? But he didn't. Abraham was obedient to the call of God. And yet God allowed Abraham to walk off that land. And you know, as he walked along and was claiming this land for the children of Israel, he had no place to call his own his whole life. He didn't get a real nice place to build a home or to be secure or any of that kind of stuff. Why then did he go? Why did he leave security for the unknown? Because God promised to give this land to his descendants. And what is interesting, when God called him to go and said, I will give this land to your children, Abraham was fatherless. He had no descendants. What faith did he have? You know, Abraham, you'll never own property, but you will have a place to be buried. That's the property. I was at Abraham's grave and Sarah in Hebron. But that was the only land that he ever owned, was for his grave. For a man to step out like that, it was tremendous act of faith. When God called my wife and I to serve him, I was a medical technician in the Army, and we followed him for over 25 years before we ever owned any property and had our own home. But our decision to follow him and not follow my training and my background would have had a negative effect on my descendants. But because we chose to follow him, God would bless our descendants, and he did. I wrote it down so I would get it right, but we had four children, and each one at a young age received Christ as their personal Savior. Out of our four children, three married and one is single. Our daughter is single, serving God. We have eight grandchildren. All of the eight grandchildren have accepted Christ so far. We have seven grandchildren, three who are older, have received Christ. We have four little ones, but we know that their parents are teaching them how to pray and to memorize scripture. And when they're old enough and really understand how much God loves them and made a plan for salvation for them, they also will receive Christ. We still have five grandchildren who are not married. So when those five get married, how many descendants will we have? Who knows? See, what's the point of my decision to follow Christ? The reason is it will have a profound effect on your descendants. The Bible teaches that life is not all about me. It's about my future descendants, the one I have and the ones that they will have. And the Bible says that God is seeking a godly heritage. Remember in Scripture, God teaches about descendants. Life is not all about me. It's about how my life will affect my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. Now, we won't be here around when my great-grandchildren get old enough to marry. But I know that they will trust God, and their children will. So you see, it goes on and on and on when we are obedient to God and step out in faith when God calls us. I'm not telling you not to have a home. We have a home now. And we've been able to live in that home for, I think, 25 years. And it's very nice to have your own place. And I don't think God is going to call us to leave here except to enter His presence in glory. And what rejoicing it will be when our extended family, our ancestors, will join us and we can rejoice around the throne of grace. God says over and over again, I am the God of your ancestors. Remember that the choices I make can have a positive or a very negative effect on my and your personal generations. God bless you. Ask God to help you to think in terms of generations, not just in terms of me and mine and my security and all of that stuff. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to build life around yourself. But I'm encouraging you to build your life and your family around God. And I know He will bless you. And one day when you're old, like my wife and I are, what a joy to know that when we get to glory, we will be joined by our children and our children's children. Keep that in mind. Bless you.